Good news reflection for the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, Unexpected Partners. Jesus says in this Sunday's Gospel reading from Mark chapter 9, verses 38 through 43, 45 and 47 through 48, that whoever is not against us is for us. The reality of this often takes us by surprise in unexpected partners. On the one hand, it can seem like someone is against us when really they are not. For example, when someone speaks a truth that we don't want to hear, that person seems to be our enemy, while in fact they are God's chosen prophet. At other times, people side with us, but only for their own agenda. They're not interested in assisting the purposes that God has for our lives. And sometimes we encounter people who are doing the Lord's work, but not in the way that we expect them to. And so we assume that they are not doing what God wants them to do. Have you ever asked someone to pray for a certain intention, and he or she prayed the opposite of what you intended? Years ago, when Terry's husband's company was laying off most of its employees, she asked a friend to pray for him so that he could find a new job. But her friend prayed instead for the company so that he wouldn't have to leave it. Terry's expectations were for him to find a healthier company in which to work. She didn't like her friend's prayer, but in the end, she realized that she was the only one who had prayed exactly what the Lord had wanted. To figure out whether someone is truly against us or is, in fact, God's instrument for us, we have to separate ourselves from the heat and frustrations of the experience and sit quietly with Jesus. After we vent to him our fears and angers and then forgive those who seem to be against us, we will be open to hearing a more divine assessment of the situation. Even when someone truly is acting against us, when we sit quietly in prayer, seeking a word of knowledge or wisdom from the Holy Spirit, we can discover that God is for us, and that's what matters most. He gives us encouragement and strength to endure any troubles. Here are some questions for you to meditate on. Who is telling you something that you don't like hearing? Is it possible that the Lord is speaking through this person? Whom have you trusted that turned out to be a false friend or a bad influence which harmed your faith? Who has been an unexpected instrument of the Lord on your spiritual journey? When have you been startled to discover that someone who did not seem to be of the Lord was really doing the Lord's work? What did the Lord accomplish through this unexpected source? What did you learn from it? This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.